This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Of sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting. It's going to be that kind of night. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you join the show every week, you know Friday evening is our Xander Gibb evening. Xander will join us here shortly to talk about issues from his point of view. Xander has a show called X-Rad. Xander also used to tout himself as the queen of all of New York media. He's an openly gay talk show host that is a Christian, and you got to hear him. What? Conservative Christian talk show host. All right. Got it. I'm being corrected if you can't figure that out. Anyway, you are listening to Real Side on Genesis Communication. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room texting and tweeting. Got a lot I want to talk about tonight. I mean, I'm talking about a lot. Because, I saw I don't want to call it a poll. I saw the numbers today on how mainstream media is handling what we see happening in the news, what we see coming down on the email scandal. Jeez. With Mrs. Clinton. And the mainstream news media, I'm talking about NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, you know what I'm talking about, right? They have not combined. This morning combined, they didn't spend 12 minutes on the scandal. Okay? All week long, if you combined everything, if they've given it an hour, I would be surprised. Now, you want to talk about Fox and a few other conservative outlets? They've given it hours. Hours to talk about what it is. And how are you going to get the message out to your friends, loved ones, and other ones? How are you going to get the message out to them? What is going on? Why we shouldn't have, don't have, don't need, don't want Hillary Clinton as our next president? I mean, I'm even listening to commentators who were all for Trump, who said, yes, he can beat her, now saying we're screwed. And frankly, guys, though I'm not going to turn against him, I've never been 100% on the Trump train to begin with. He needs to stop fighting all the allegations coming up. I don't agree with him. You know what? You defend yourself. You come out and go, this is a line of bunk, and we're seeing that some of the ones that have already come out have been proved to be bunk. So he needs to come out and say, hey, this is a line of garbage. Got to keep it clean. I didn't do these things. Yeah, I'm sorry for what I said, but that's yesterday's news now. Right? This is a line of garbage. And move on. And start laying out his case why he should be president. I mean, look, if he loses to her, it's sad. It means we put up the worst candidate humanly possible, whether you want to hear that or not. Now, as the emails are being dumped, as we're seeing more and more of what Mrs. Clinton and her team had to say about the rest of us, and I love this stuff because it's in black and white. She can't deny it. And you talk about, why aren't they asking her to come out and denounce this conversation? Why aren't they asking her to come out and say, hey, I don't agree with the, with this conversation. I don't agree with what these people have to say. But we've seen this dump of emails, right? And long before the basket of deplorables was being talked about, her top campaign advisors were out there. I love this. I don't know how they can defend this. Openly mocking Catholics, Southerners, and a host of other groups. Now this you're seeing in all the new emails that are coming out. Now the emails that obviously coming out by WikiLeaks. And I told you earlier this week, if you send me emails, if you grab some of these WikiLeaks emails and you make some notes on them and send them to me, I'll read them on the air. I'll go through your notes and I'll give you credit for them. But this guy, John Podesta, in his private, now you know they're screaming that these were private emails. Nobody had a business to get them. Nobody had a business to release them. But they didn't say anything about Trump's taxes. They were fine with Trump's taxes being absconded with and printed. And that's a federal law. That's against federal law. Do you know that? These aren't his corporate taxes. His personal taxes. That's against federal law. And the paper that published them had no problem with it at all, did they? That was okay. So the Democratic leaders were disparaging supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders as self-righteous whiners. They called Hispanic Party leaders such as Bill Richardson needy Latinos, labeling CNN anchor Jake Tapper as a, I can't even say it, blank, and even lambasting longtime Clinton ally Sidney Blumenthal. I mean, the number of insults, they don't stop at, you know, a couple of names here and there. They go on and on and on. And I love how they're blaming Russia for toying and playing with our elections here. But I guess Hillary Clinton and her team, that's fine, right? But the Clinton campaign's biggest problem, because the Catholics have voted Democrat for years, with a couple of exceptions, is the assault on Catholics. They have a flaming assault on Catholics. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Dana Gibbs is going to join me. I'm going to drag him into this conversation. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't know. No comment.
And if you hit the Facebook Live thing, you can comment to some of these people if you want to. As if you want. We are back. Hopefully you are too. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or, you know what, just if you on Facebook, head over. We've got a live Facebook feed. You can get involved with those people. I'm already looking at some of the comments. There are smarter people than I in there. I'm telling you. I'm not kidding you. I want to welcome. Hey, Sherry from Texas is in the room. So you got to watch out what you say now, guys. Be careful. You know, because we're pure gentlemen as right-wing conservatives. And Xander Gibb will tell you that. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander's the host of X-Rad. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir. All my exes live in Texas.
Oh, really? You're really going to do that? That's older than you are, dude. You know that.
Yeah, I'm only 35.
Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, I was, you know, growing up in Boston.
Oh, my
Growing up in Boston, I always said that all the R's that the people in Boston didn't use, they sent them to Texas. That's why Texas, you know, they had that real hard R. And in Boston, you can't find an R to save your life. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Anyway. Hey, so we've got Trump this week. I mean, this week here, as far as I'm concerned, he seems like he's up against the ropes all week long because he's taking he's taking way too much time to address each and every one of these little issues. And then she gets away. Clinton again is getting away with all kinds of slurs against every. Look at, she's even slurring the Catholics. I mean, that takes a. I'll keep it clean. I'll say that takes a real solid spine to come out against the Catholics the way she does, and the way she talked about their belief and their belief systems. And nothing, not a bump. Is it? You think it's because mainstream media is not covering it? You think that people are just tired of the emails? They don't believe what's in the emails? I mean, what do you think the reason behind all this is?
I think that the reasons are really multifaceted. I definitely think it's because mainstream media can be bought and sold. So thank God for shows like yours and mine, et cetera, you know, for being independent media houses. But I also think it's because, and people are not going to like this, but there are a lot of stupid people out there, Joe. Because if it says on the news, it must be true. No, definitely not. And I think people are not good at checking out their sources. They're not good at fact-checking. And, of course, Mrs. Clinton never lies. You know, we know that's not true. We know that she always lies. But I think the concern is that the American public, sorry, that's unfair. Some of the American public are very easily duped, and they will accept anything that they're told, which is like, that's why I said I'm going to put on the internet that Zandria weighs 140 pounds, because that makes it true. It says it on the internet, it's true.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I'm not so sure anymore. You know, I play the clips from Mark Dice and a few others here on the show at the average IQ of the average American. Now, look, we know, I mean, Barack Obama's still in office. So you know at least over 50% of the American populace have been duped and aren't too swift. I'll put it that way. But, you know, and when it comes in, coming into this race and talking about what's going on here, they, and when I say they, I'm not just talking about the media. I'm talking about the people on the left, the low IQ, the low informed people. I mean, I'm starting to believe, please, if you're driving, don't jerk the wheel to one side or the other. I'm starting to believe that Hillary might be able to pull this off.
I've been a little worried, because if you are able to be that dishonest that you can steal the nomination, because let's face it, you know, we've come to see in recent weeks that she stole that from Bernie. I wonder if it's possible that she can steal the election. But what's even more frightening, and this is going to blow your mind, but I kind of, you know, I don't know if it's the sensible side of my brain or the conspiracy theorist side of my brain, but I think as soon as she was in office, she'd take away her guns, she'd break down the Constitution, and the Supreme Court would just be this liberal flop house, and that's why we have to keep doing what we're doing and make a difference.
I got nothing, because I kind of agree with you. I think she's going to find a way to circumvent the Second Amendment. I think that she, as she said the other night, I mean, she's more interested in reworking the First Amendment. Okay, she didn't say anything about the Constitution when she answered that question, and she definitely thinks that we need a more expanded thought process when it comes to, look. Think about her. When it comes to the Constitution, she said, you know, we really have to have a wider berth of understanding of the First Amendment, of the Constitution as a whole. Then she turned to the Catholics and the Christians, and she openly said, you need to rethink your thoughts on things like, you know, gay marriage and abortion and all that other. You need to rework Scripture, if you would. And I'm going, wait a minute, you can't rework Scripture for anything. It's not up to you to change that. It's not up to you to go in and rewrite the Constitution. You want to change it? You do a constitutional amendment. But they don't see it like that. I believe that the Clintons see themselves as royalty above and beyond any of the laws that have been written in this land.
Well, I think the scary thing is we've seen from Baz Obama how easy it is to put through an executive order. I mean, how easy would it be on her first day in office if she won for her to put out an executive order that bans guns immediately? And I wouldn't put that kind of thing past her.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you. Hey, you want to do a lighthearted, funny story here? You know,
sure.
Because every week we just pound on this. So let's get off the emails for about 30 seconds. We'll come back to them. Dairy farmers, you know, this year have tossed, spilled out on the ground 43 million gallons of excess milk. And what it boils down to,
I got that.
You like that? Over the last eight months, there's been a massive milk glut. And because of the massive milk glut now, and trying to get the product to market and what have you, it doesn't behoove them to produce as much milk. Now, the reason for the spilled milk is that the glut's cut the price of milk to 22% since the spring to $16.39 per 100 pounds. At that price, the farmers can't afford to truck the milk to market. Now, we subsidize it. I'm not saying the government should subsidize. We subsidize everything under the sun around us in this country. We've got people, you know, I won't say dying for it. We've got people needing milk in all kinds of major cities could be using, you know, dairy products, milk, what have you. And the only thing we could think of do is spill it out in the ground. Are we screwed up or what?
We're very screwed up. And it just brought to mind for me something that happened in the UK. They had these food surpluses in the 90s. They had a mountain of butter and a mountain of beef, which they canned. And then they gave everybody that was on welfare, like, you know, all like 100 packs of butter and 20 cans of beef each. And then we found out afterwards that it was actually like a tax write-off. They used it as this huge kind of tax write-off for the farmers. So they'd overproduced, and so they gave it, you know, in a charitable way to people that needed it, but then used it as this enormous, you know, tax hike. I mean, at least it got used. At least it wasn't wasted.
That's true. Pouring
it on the ground.
It's a waste. Know? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Xander Gibbs with me. Don't go far. He'll be back right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, be part of the conversation. I want to bring my guest right back in so we get right back to the conversation. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every Friday, to help me wrap up the week, head into the weekend. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight. And you are also the host of your own show. Tell people where they can find it.
It's called X-Rad, and it's weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Make sure you come and check it out. It's easier to get to us from the Facebook feed page.
On the Facebook. There you go. You got to call it the Facebook. Sound like my mother. Do you have that? Are you on the Facebook thing there, the Facebook? Yeah, Ma. I'm on the Facebook. There you go. So, anyway, I know we were kind of talking about the milk, and then during the break you brought something up, and I don't think people know this, but you said, you know, we were talking about, why don't they just give it to the supermarkets? Why can't the supermarkets just give that excess food and what have you to these, you know, the homes that need them and places like that? And I told you, there's a major supermarket chain here. I talked to one of the middle managers, and what he had told me a while back was, look, we actually have to pour the food in the dumpsters, and we dump the food in the dumpsters, and then pour Clorox all over them, a bleach, an industrial bleach. And he said the reason for that is that people were coming in and grabbing food out of the dumpsters, and then they were suing the supermarket chain because the food was bad or they'd get sick from it. And they were winning the cases. So they didn't know what else to do. Now they put them in those big trash compactors, they put them in the dumpsters, and they pour chemicals on them. Until you fix the craziness of the court systems in this country, the dumb laws that we have, there's no way to help these guys out.
Well, it's kind of like that guy. I can't even remember what state he lived in, but they put him in jail for feeding homeless people and making sure they had haircuts because he didn't have the appropriate, you know, he didn't have a proper kitchen to prepare in, you know, like a catering hall. Kind of kitchen, yeah. But I just think that is such, you know, that's such BS. If I want to go make food and give it to homeless people, why shouldn't I be able to do that? I don't care what the local ordinance is. If people are hungry and you want to feed them, then you should feed them.
You know, I often wondered, what if you opened the doors to your house and said, listen, between 12 and 1, I'll feed anybody who comes to the house, and you're cooking for them. Could they come in and shut you down? Because they stopped one of those Lunches for Jesus kind of programs, they shut it down because people were making the meals in their homes, and they were you know, feeding them with those meals. And I'm thinking, they feed their kids with those meals. Are we going to have to get permits for our kitchens to even feed our kids? I mean, it's really getting crazy.
It is, and all of this kind of unnecessary pomposity is just kind of getting in the way of people doing some good.
You know, you can't use
bureaucracy.
You cannot use words that I can't spell and have to look up to understand. Okay, keep them down to 3 or 4 letters. We'll be fine. Anyhow.
So, okay, then.
We've done, and I'm sure you have too, we've done the crazy stories where when you go to feed people, when, you know, the guy in San Diego was feeding a bunch of homeless people on Fridays, they shut him down and actually even put him in jail for a weekend because he didn't have the proper permits to do it. And it was bringing more of that riffraff into the park, you know. So instead of working with him to find a way to help him, maybe find a corner of the park or another area he could bring people to, no, let's just tell him, bad boy, slap him on the wrist, put him in jail, and tell him to knock it off, and let's just let the people go hungry. Who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's unfortunate that we've become a society like that. There was this meme circulating Facebook about 6 months ago, and it was some village, again, it's somewhere in Europe, and there was, like, in the front of the store, there was, like a refrigerator that was actually built into the store, and if you had food that you weren't gonna use, you put it in the refrigerator so people could come along and take it. And I just thought, how civilized is that, you know?
Look, you want to talk about crazy? I don't know. Some people are very much into Halloween. Some aren't. Some are into the macabre part of it. Some of the funny portion of it. But what we've done is, and I'm not a big Halloween fan. I'm just not. Okay, for a lot of reasons. But what we've done with it in our school districts, it's some of the schools have been banning Halloween, and they're not banning it because of any reason in particular other than it hurts other kids' feelings. Okay, some of the costumes hurt other kids' feelings, and it makes them feel bad. Or, you know, when you dress up, I mean, some schools have banned what do they call them? Indigenous Americans or Native American costumes, because that makes them feel bad. You know, you don't want to make fun of women, so there's certain women costumes you can't. We've become so politically correct. We just can't have a light-hearted night out or something like this. Now, in Glover, Vermont, the students were looking forward to, you know, their Halloween festivals like they have every week, and the costumes and the pumpkin carving contest and all that other stuff. But school officials said, no, we can't do that. The spider bellies, spider legs, and bones are gone. We can't have any of that. Now, we can have, you know, chicken tenders and French fries and celery sticks, but none of those like weird candies or things that we all grew up, you know. What are those little corn? Remember those little corn things they had around Halloween? What is it? Candy corn. Although,
candy corn.
You know, it should come with a disclaimer for the low IQ people that there is actually no corn in. Oh, corn syrup. That's right. What am I saying? Got all corn syrup in there. All right. So the pumpkin carving contest is gone. They're banned from wearing costumes to school because the school's new principal, she doesn't like holidays. She thinks they make kids compete too much.
Is this one of those schools where they're not allowed to pray or sing hymns anymore because they don't want to offend the Muslims? I mean, I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm a Christian, and I'm going to operate as a Christian, and if that offends you in a Christian country, go and live somewhere else. Sorry, I'm bad for saying that.
No, I just think we've got to the point where anything that could possibly might smell like come close to offending somebody, we can't do it. These are little kids. You know what? I would go, and if you're in Vermont and you're listening to the show, here's what I would do. I would go talk to every one of the parents, and I would say, on that day, what we're going to do is we're going to skip school. We're going to have a Halloween skip school day, and then we're going to rent an auditorium. And we're just going to set up a big maze, and we're going to have fun with the kids, because here's what happens. When the kids don't show up for school that day, it costs the school money. And the school board is going to pull that principal in and go,
What are you doing? Are you out of your mind over some candy, over a holiday?
Because isn't their funding based upon attendance? Hey,
you got it, buddy. Their money comes to them based on how many kids show up for school and for what length of time. They've got to be there. I think if any kid that shows up after a certain time in the morning, they don't get paid for. So,
well, if someone wants to set this up in Vermont, I will come and I will dress up as that crazy headmistress for the day.
Send pictures. But I mean, seriously, we've got to the point where everything, and listen, we actually, you talk about offensive for some, not for me. The ACLU has actually defended a student who wore a, you know, those pictures. I don't know if it was Andy Warhol or who it was. You know, they have those pictures that are kind of tri-colored. They go red, white, and kind of a blue. Right. They have a picture of Bill Clinton with the word rape under it.
I've seen that. Okay. Yeah.
And I guess the student was wearing that. And the high school told him, you know, he couldn't. He had to go home and all that stuff. And the ACLU actually stepped up to defend him.
Yeah? Wow.
So I get it. I understand that it's offensive to Bill, maybe. and it doesn't make all the women that he did actually sexually abuse and hurt feel good. But, hey, why shouldn't he? We see all the nasties on us.
Who cares how Bill feels? Let's face it.
Go ahead.
Who cares how Bill feels?
That's it? That's all you're going to give me?
Well, I'm afraid of going too far.
Well, listen,
really.
Listen.
Ultimately, here's the thing for me. All of those people that he has sexually abused will have to live with that for the rest of his life. I actually looked on his Facebook, on his Twitter page the other day, and on everything you post, people say, you're a rapist, you're a rapist, you're a rapist. And you can't stop him from saying that, you know?
Nope.
It's like, I can't stop people calling me fat on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I can't stop them from calling me. I don't even look at him. I don't even respond to him anymore. But I love the fact that the ACLU has been put in a position now where they actually have to support somebody support a young man in saying something nasty about somebody that they support overall. But, you know, what do you say to those who say Bill's not running, right? We shouldn't be talking about Bill because Bill's not running. Well, we got to go for a break. I want to hear what you say. No, I want to hear your thoughts on that. So let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Xander Gibb joins me. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com. GCNlegal.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring Xander Gibb in with me, as I do every week. And he joins me to kind of, you know what, kind of come at things from a different angle sometimes, you know, and take a different look at things. We don't always agree, but we always have fun together. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
So what was the big topic on your show this week?
Wow, where to start? We were actually talking about how convenient it was that that they had decided to pull all of these accusations about Donald Trump out of the hat, you know, this week.
You know that even if they're true, Xander, isn't it amazing that they all somehow, these women, all these women, and I'm not making fun of the women, don't get me wrong, if they've truly been accused, but all of them found the power and the courage in the last 3 weeks to come forward. Isn't that great?
Yeah, and I wonder how much Hillary's actually paying them to do that. But you asked me a question before the break. Right. You said, how would I respond to people that say Bill's not running?
Yep, I got that right in front of me. Go ahead.
here's my response to that. She has already said that she's going to use him in quite a responsible position in her administration. So in a way, we are voting for Bill and Hillary. And let's face it, I am sure, and I'll get accused for being sexist, but I'm going to say this anyway. He's going to be pulling the strings anyway. Let's face it. He's not going to be able to take a backseat to her.
No, but you know what? I don't know. She wants to be El Presidente. There's no way that she's going to let him have that much control, but he's going to try. There'll be some internal struggle and some internal power plays, I'm sure. But I don't believe she's going to give him that much power. Maybe in some areas she'll give him the ability to suggest and be a counsel to her, if you would. But I'd be really surprised if she gives him that much power. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just hope he's not going to be in charge of the interns. I mean, that would be a disaster.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't go that long without going there. Again, I love dealing with some of the crazy stuff going on the college campuses with you. And now we have University of Wisconsin Stout leaders have recently relocated two historical paintings they deemed as harmful. Okay, now the paintings depict Native Americans canoeing in a river, alongside French trappers, and others shows a fur trading fort and Native Americans. Both were painted by Cal Peters in the mid-1930s as part of a Depression-era federal work program. So those were deemed as harmful. What did they replace it with? Pictures of a naked woman in yoga poses.
Well, I would find that very offensive.
God, come on. I look at this stuff and go, what are you sending your kids to college for? I'm sending my kids to college to learn a certain thing, not to learn how asinine staff can be. So,
but if they didn't like pictures, couldn't they have gone to their safe spaces until the pictures were removed? I mean, you know.
But look at, we're taking pictures down of Native Americans because it's not nice to depict them in this way. I don't know why. You know, nobody's really given an explanation here.
Did they travel by canoe?
They did. Yeah, I thought so. They traveled by canoe. They traded furs. I thought that was just the way they lived their lives back then. But apparently, somehow, these pictures have been deemed harmful. Maybe they make Native Americans feel bad. I have no idea. So it's okay, though.
How many Native Americans were asked?
I don't know how many were polled. The story doesn't say. You're asking for way too much information. You're asking me to be way too logical for an illogical situation. But I find it interesting that what they find okay and satisfactory to replace those paintings with are photos of naked women, right, in yoga poses on campus, actually, it even says here. So, come on, reach into the deepest, darkest part of your mind. How do you have this make sense? Can you have this make sense?
How could one make sense of it? Because it's just so ridiculous. This is obviously a liberal college, right, that we're talking about.
University of Wisconsin Stout. I don't know. And really, it doesn't matter. For me, college is not something where you go to learn all the crazy politically correct garbage that's going on. You go to college to learn the basics of your craft. You don't even learn how to be good at your craft. You learn the basics of your craft, whatever profession you're going into. And then when you get out of the real world, that's when you'll really learn the craft. You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. It's been some years since I was in any formal education, but, you know, if I said to my tutors, I'm very offended by that picture of a Native American in a canoe, they would have slapped me, probably.
That's what a mine would have done. All right, so back to the emails again. Let's get serious about them again for a second, because in my mindset, I look at these things, and I look at what comes across, and you know, I'm glad to see some of my Catholic friends, you know, getting teed off at her. What they're willing to do about it, I don't know. We'll see. But she insults the Latinos. She insults the black community. We saw that, making fun of a black woman's name, right? She's insulting the Jews. She's pretty much insulted every portion of society, every part of society, including the gay and lesbian community.
This ideology that you have two different opinions about things, isn't that called hypocrisy? And if I come on your show and say that I'm anti something, and then go and speak in public and say, "Oh, I'm actually very pro that," isn't that Doesn't that make you a liar?
I think we used to call that schizophrenia, and they had drugs for it. But, you know, she comes out. But it's not even that. She has openly admitted that it's not that she changes her mind. She has one private opinion and one public opinion. And it'll depend on where she is and who she's talking with.
You know? I really cannot. I can't fathom that. Because if you've got more than one opinion, what that means is you want to please everybody. And one can't please everybody.
No. The Clintons have always been like this. Look at Bubba. He's out there on the stump now. Right, he's using words like redneck, and you know what that means. And the people that follow Trump, they're those rednecks down south. And you know what? Why are they allowed to get away with this? This is what's really making me crazy. Why are they allowed to use words like that? Why are they allowed to get away from that? But whenever a Republican gets even near those words, or even thinking those things, we're chastised as racists and homophobes and all of that.
You're all a bunch of homophobes, definitely. I don't know. Just for me, it's very much kind of a case of do as I say, not what I do with the liberals. And if you reversed half of these situations and it was conservatives, you know, they would have, just look at that staffer that swore Ms. Trump on Twitter. If that had been one of Mr. Trump's staffers swearing at Mrs. Clinton, they would be calling for his head on a stick, never mind his resignation. It's just double standards all the way with liberals, and it's not good.
No, and even the recent stuff that's gone on, you know, again, back to media. I know some of you are going crazy because we're beating this up, but back to what media thinks. You know, when you sit down and they talk about Trump's things with the sexual assaults with these women, the claims of sexual assault.
Alleged,
yeah. So they're beating this up, and they don't have any real proof of it. They have one woman that's come forward. They don't want to let it play out. Why can't it play out in the courts or wherever it needs to play out? Yet when you see what's coming down with Hillary, some of the things that she's done even recently in playing games with the voters, playing games with the ballots, no investigation. Nobody cares. They're giving it absolutely no time whatsoever. So, you know, I say to my conservative friends out there, I say to the people that really want to see us take back this country, you're going to have to get active. You're going to have to take an active role in going out to these polls. And you know, I played a clip the other night where the guy actually admitted to the fact that they go from poll to poll to poll. They have a van full of people. They go from poll to poll to poll. They vote. I mean, isn't that voter fraud? I think that's voter fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is not Chicago, so you know, can't get away with that all over the place. But I don't get it. I don't get if we don't get off our butts, that's going to take place again. We're going to have those precincts where they had 108% of the people come out and vote. We're going to have those precincts where the 150-year-olds are out voting. We're going to lose this on cheating. And you know what? Do you know how hard it is to turn around an election, even when you find the cheating?
Just from a cost perspective, because let's face it, what I think it was it Bush's term one or term two, all those issues with his brother's state, you know, they couldn't turn it around because no. It cost so much money to redo.
Well, that's part. You know, do you know what you have to do? We read this once before. Where to prove voter fraud, the person has to admit to the fact that they knew what they were doing was wrong. They have to say yes. I knew I voted before. Yes, I knew voting this way was wrong. And, you know, yes, I knew it was against the law. Otherwise, there's no voter fraud there. It's one of the few places they allow ignorance to run rampant.
Well, that and the FBI when they're dealing with Hillary, of course, because I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. Seems to be the go-to, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah, they do. Comey has ruined the FBI. Comey has turned that institution from one of the most ones held in the highest esteem to garbage. And guess what? We've run out of time as usual. We just fly through time when you're on. Tell people where they can hear your show.
VanderGift.com and Facebook Live every day. Thanks to Joe and Tammy.
Standard, thanks for being on with me. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, next hour, we're going to have David Fisher's going to be on. And we're going to talk about, again, about shoring up your finances, because Deutsche Bank is taking a nosedive. We'll be back in a few minutes.